When you drop below the clouds as you fly into Ireland, it's like looking down at a great rock draped in a velvet green blanket. The Emerald Isle is famous for those rich green hues, as well as music, poetry, and whiskey. In this week's Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco about Ireland's newer claim to fame, its food.
Matthew Brumley, you're in Ireland right now.
Yes, I am. I'm actually in sunny Ireland, Ed.
And it sounds like a very crowded restaurant.
It is. I'm actually standing in a beautiful restaurant called Briquin's on High Street in Killarney.
The joke in my very Irish family is that the Irish cookbook is really more of a pamphlet. And I don't think that's true anymore, is it?
Not at all. For the last 10 days, we've had some of the most incredible meals, Ed. I mean, everyone thinks of just boiled potatoes and overcooked meat. But, you know, the slow food movement, which originated in northern Italy, has really swept across Europe, and it's come to the shores of Ireland.
And, Matthew, I understand that you have the two proprietors of this restaurant, Briquin, there with you now.
Yes, I do.
My name is Johnny Maguire. I'm the brother of Paddy Maguire. We're in business together here in Killarney in the Briquin restaurant, and we're in business now 22 years.
Every 3 years or so, my family gathers in West Cork, and I have a lot of fond memories of mussels and fish and even beef and lamb, I would say. It's a pretty diverse, it's getting more diverse than the potato.
It certainly is. And interesting about the potato, Irish people now are eating probably more pasta than they are potato. We're switching over. We ate potato morning, noon, and night, but now there's a bit of a switch over, so there's a greater variety of food on offer. But our base, the real base here, is the fact that we are, thank God, we have a green verdant land and the ocean, surrounded by the ocean, so we've great fish and great meat, great produce.
The debate we always have over here in the States is that a lot of our cuisine is inspired from other places, and it's hard to put your finger on what might be traditional American cuisine. You know, the argument, is there really any such thing as American food? Is there really any such thing as Irish food? Is there traditional food that is solely the product of Ireland?
The truth of that is probably no. We haven't a great. We wouldn't be like the Italians, the Indians, the other great countries that are, you know, synonymous with food. We'd be a bit like the English. There isn't a lot. England is fairly much known all over the world for its fish and chips. That's what they gave to the world. But we in Ireland here gave, as I say, bacon and cabbage was our signature dish here and going out. But we've come a long way from that time now.
Is the food a good enough reason for me to come to Ireland? Is that a reason to make the trip alone?
Food is one thing, but you need the people as well. It's in our DNA, our hospitality. You need good food, good company, and good service. They're the three G's that I would say here in for food. Food on its own. You know, you go to a place like France and you'll have great food, but will you have a great interaction with your wait servers, you know, or with the staff or the people? Maybe not the same welcome that you're going to get here in Ireland. It's in us that we're born this way, and we can't help ourselves but be welcoming.
Well, Johnny Maguire, thank you very much for your time.
Not at all. A pleasure to talk to you.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Matthew Brumley, thank you for introducing us to such wonderful people while you're in Ireland. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been great, Ed.
Well, have a safe return, Matthew.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert joining us in Ireland at the moment. You can join the conversation on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.